I want that. I want you to fail, and I want you to get up and do it again. The same thing in life is the same thing here. If you can do this, you can do anything. Anything.
Be the person who still tries after failure, after frustration, after disappointment. Be the person who musters up the courage to believe that a new attempt can bring a new outcome. Because eventually, that's the one who wins.
I learned very young, you don't try to build a wall. You don't set out to build a wall. You don't say, I'm going to build the biggest, baddest, greatest wall that's ever been built. You don't start there. You say, I'm going to lay this brick as perfectly as a brick can be laid. And you do that every single day.
And soon you have a wall.
You have to release who you think you are to become who you're meant to be. When I let go of what I have, I receive what I need. When I let go of who I am, I become who I could be. Because here's the truth. Who we are is undefinable. The second we try to put ourselves in a box, we build invisible chains. We limit our evolution with labels like, I'm shy, I'm not creative, I could never do that. Why? We're all limitless.
To find yourself, you must first be lost. To feel happiness, you must experience pain. To discover strength, you must face weakness. To know peace, you must weather chaos. To build wisdom, you must make mistakes. To cherish connection, you must understand solitude. To grow, you must accept change. To transform your story, you must believe you can do so.
No one is watching you, and nobody cares. Just grind. That's your damn problem. You keep worrying about the people watching you, but at the end of the day, nobody cares. Stop fiending for other people's validation and start validating yourself. Because at the end of the day, that's all that really matters. Be safe, bro.
When I say you're immortal, you're not actually thinking you're immortal, but you're not conscious of your mortality. If you're not conscious of your mortality, somewhere you think you're immortal, isn't it? How many moments in a day are you conscious that you're mortal? If you just become conscious of this one thing, that always you're conscious that I'm mortal, just you know one day I will die. If you're just conscious of this one thing, you will naturally become spiritual. Every day, every moment, if you remind yourself, this is a brief life, I'm mortal, one day I will end.
That's all that's needed.
If you want to know the value of life, just know that it's a brief happening.
I think people give up because they don't believe what they see. People don't believe the greatness that's in them. And the real reason is, most people never get out the stands and get in the game. They stay fans their whole life. So I tell everybody, get out the stands and get in the game. Get in the game of life and leave your mark here.
Because I wouldn't assemble the story that my past equals my future. The past only equals your future if you lived it. If you're using a rearview mirror to guide yourself, you're gonna crash. So what you've been through is horrific. What you've been through is unjust. I'm on your side. But if you hang on to it, you have no future. And you have no one to blame but yourself. Free yourself from the chains of your past.
In other words, the minute you begin to get external in your life, worrying about what other people think about you, right? You've lost all control. It never fills you up. And people's admiration, people's gratitude towards you will never fill you up. It's your own. It's your own inside.
You have a lot of potential as a child, but none of that is capable of manifesting itself as freedom before you become disciplined.
And discipline is a matter of the imposition of order, and the order is necessary, especially for people who are hopeless and nihilistic. And lots of people are hopeless and nihilistic, way more people than you think. And part of that is because no one's ever really encouraged them.
Your life, you're probably never going to exceed your identity. Your identity is the thoughts and concepts that you believe to hold really to be true about yourself.
It is so easy to get lost in the day-to-day grind of what you do, what any of us do. If at the core of you is a deep and unending why for what you're doing, you've got something. Now you've got a chance to transcend what you're doing.
Because if you want joy, happiness, and freedom in an extraordinary life, it will not come from blank. Never. There's no pride that comes from blank. That's why you're bringing self-esteem. Self-esteem does not come from what people say about you. Self-esteem comes from what you experience about yourself.
It's a complete dynamic dance between what the Vedic tradition would call fate and free will. So fate is what is already created for you, and a good example would be the place you were born, the type of family you grew up in, the socioeconomic background you had. It was already there when you walked into the world. But within that, you had choices where your free will came about. You had the choice to either do what everyone in your neighborhood did or to do something different. You had the choice to have a relationship with a particular person or not. So what happens is that we're constantly creating new spaces from which we have another choice. And so you kind of see as this dynamic dance between, okay, now I'm in this situation, and now what is my choice in this situation? So I would say, I'm not saying it's equal, I'm saying it's a dynamic balance and a switching process where you're constantly creating a new level, and then now in that level you have a next choice.
First, you're in service to something higher, and you begin to ask yourself, because you've been given everything, you're a composite spiritual idea that carries the infinite in ways beyond your wildest imagining, you have to live in the inquiry of what can I give, what can I share, how can I shine, how can I radiate. You have to give up the thought of what can I get from the world. The world has nothing for you at all. There is nothing the world has for you other than an opportunity for you to give, for you to share, for you to serve, for you to radiate, for you to activate your potential.
But if you just do your vision every single day, putting one foot in front of the other, committed to your desires.
Instead of lack, limitation, fear, doubt, worry, separation, not enoughness, your narrative becomes, I have everything that I need within me. I am surrendered to something larger than my little self. I am in service to it. That flows through me.
Where fear is physical, you feel in your throat or your gut, so it's courage. Courage doesn't mean you're not afraid, it just means you're strong enough, you push through in spite of the fear, right? And courage feels different in the body. So when you go lift, or you go for a sprint, or a strong run, or you jump in that freezing water, when you push your mind to go beyond what's comfortable, you feel a strength inside you, and that strength will help you to change your body, your relationship. And there's lots of different purposes as you go through your life. But most people are trying to get that. They haven't even figured out how they're going to do that. They haven't even figured out how to enjoy their life. Your purpose will unfold if you do the right things.
It's a hard one for people because we grow up believing that we're not good enough and nothing is right. When you talk about loving yourself, a lot of people think that that's vanity. And if you can recognize that you are a being that has self-worth, if you can really recognize your own worth, then you start to treat yourself differently. And I think that's what's so very important about loving yourself, is you stop beating yourself up, you stop making yourself wrong, you stop talking about how awful you are. and you start to treat yourself with a certain amount of respect. And this makes an enormous difference, because what you give out in life is what comes back to you. So if you're getting out a feeling of, I'm okay, I'm good enough as I am, and I am acceptable, and I love life, and I love me, and you start having gratitude for yourself and for life, then life treats you differently.
Good for you to go take your place in the world. Have some ambition. Have a vision. Have a goal. Have a strategy. Try to be a good person. Not because it's your duty precisely, because that's the proper way to live. We're in danger of undermining all of that. And it's not good for people. One of the things that I've really learned, for example, recently, is that there's a very tight relationship between aspiration and responsibility.
This is what I mean by living our lives by accident, which is we largely leave the direction of our careers and sometimes even our own happiness to others, our bosses, you know, all of that thing. So what it means to live your life on purpose means you understand the direction you're heading, but you remain agnostic as to the route. Most people try very, very hard to plan the route. And the question is, where are you going, right? And that to me is what it means to have purpose. It means to have destination. That's what it means to live a life of purpose. It means I live every single day of my life trying to get to an end point.
Getting what you really want and being able to attract it into your life. What we have to look at is basically the obstacles that we have conditioned ourselves. You notice I say that we have conditioned ourselves, because I have never believed that we need to be putting the responsibility on someone else. If you're conditioned, it's because you have allowed yourself to become that. And if we've conditioned ourselves to believe certain kinds of things, and one of the things that we kind of believe and hang on to and live with is this whole idea that all of the things that happened to me in my past are what are keeping me from doing what I'd like to do today.
There's two lies we've been told growing up. The first lie is you're nothing. You're stupid, you're worthless, you're not going to make it. And I'm sure many people listening and watching have heard that from teachers, parents, aunts, uncles, whoever it is. And then the other lie that we're actually told, and I don't think it's a lie, I think it's positive, but sometimes it's misconstrued, is you can be anything. And we all know that's not true too. And it's unfair, because sometimes people get misled. And the Dharma point of view is you can't be anything you want, but you can be everything you are. And what I mean by that is you have a genius, a potential, a power inside of you that you don't know yet. Why? Because you're inexperienced. It's not that you're unqualified, it's you're inexperienced. So people are saying, I'm stuck. I don't know where my life's going. I don't know what my purpose is. So you're perceiving yourself to be unqualified or underqualified. Actually, you're just inexperienced. You just haven't done enough things to let the magnet of your life tell you what it's attracted to.
Keep this in mind. If there's something that you want, keep in mind this. Here you are. This is what you want. I spend a lot of time on lacrosse fields, although they don't really look like this. You tend to think that what you want, you just march right towards it. But if in sports, you march right towards the goal, what happens? The defenders come in. And what the defenders are, is it's your brain saying, ain't gonna happen. So the second you start moving toward that thing you want, be ready. You're gonna tell yourself you don't feel like it. You're gonna have to force yourself. It's happening. There's no way to get around it. So what you're gonna have to do is you're gonna basically get bounced around a lot. All over the place. Because it's gonna get hard. And I wanna remind you about something. Unlike a sports field where there's an in and out of bounds, the great thing about life is there actually aren't any. And it's usually in those moments where you feel like you can't do it, that you're closer than ever to having everything that you wanted.
To believe that you need what you don't have is the definition of insanity. To believe that you need what you don't have. Because you're already here, so you've already proven that you don't need it. So to go around believing that I can't be happy, fulfilled, you know, whatever it is, unless I get this stuff that I don't already have, it's a complete and total illusion. It's a thought that isn't even true. There's no truth to it whatsoever. You don't need anything. And when you get that, the irony is you're no longer attached. Your total life is just about living those virtues. How can I serve? How can I be sincere? How can I be gentle? How can I be supportive? And thinking like that. And that's how I think now. And because of that, I'm in meaning.
What did you miss? You thought motivation was the formula. Winners don't need motivation. Winners need discipline. Discipline's about getting it done because it needs to get done, not because I feel like it. Not because I'm motivated for it. You think Nelson Mandela was motivated to spend 27 years in prison? You think Martin Luther King was motivated to march across the states and proclaim freedom? If you look at people that change the world, they're not doing it because they're motivated. They're doing it because they made a commitment to do it and they disciplined to see it through. Discipline is far more important than motivation, which is why you got to be careful the decisions you make. Because once you make that decision, you have to see that decision through. First, we make the decisions, then the decisions make us. So you got to be very careful of the decisions you make. Be very careful of the commitments you make. Motivation, I'm telling you now, is completely overrated. It's important. Don't get me wrong. You know, we meet according to motivation. We feel good, rah-rah. But that'll fake. You need a stronger will and a deeper commitment to see things through.
People are built for a struggle and they're built for a weight. And you want to take on a heavy burden voluntarily. See if you can put yourself together. See what you can do out in the world while you're waiting to die. It's an all-in game. It better be worthwhile. And so there's a tight relationship between responsibility and aspiration and hierarchy.
This is the secret. You must remember, you can't make a mistake. Now, that's a very difficult thing to do. Because from childhood up, we have had to conform to a certain social game. And if you're going to conform to this game, you can make mistakes or not make mistakes. You must do the right thing. There's certain conduct appropriate here, there's certain conduct appropriate there. And that picked in it.
Everybody has a reason to be anxious. In fact, we have the ultimate reason to be anxious because we know that we're vulnerable and we know that we're going to die. And how you cannot be anxious under those circumstances is a great mystery. It's a massive mystery. That's actually the appropriate response in the face of actual non-naive understanding of what constitutes life. Like if you're naive and you move forward, it's like, well, what the hell do you know? There's no courage in naivety because you don't know what there is to stop you. You don't know what dangers you might apprehend. And then to make the decision to move forward into the unknown and the land of the stranger. Anyways, that's one of the secrets to a good life.
And if you are in a field by yourself with no clothes, no possessions, no trophies, absolutely nothing, just you by yourself, you're enough. That's it, you're enough. You always have been and you always will be, no matter what. I think that's important too, that it's not just you are enough, it's you always have been and you always will be.
But there is a balance between the mindset of achieving and loving kindness. But it's really hard to get people to let go of the attack and defend achievement mindset and trust the care and concern for your fellow humans as a way of creating higher production.
If you get bravery, that's not what happens. What happens is, yeah, the damn world's just as dangerous as I thought, or maybe it's even more dangerous than I thought, but it turns out that there's something in me that responds to taking that on as a voluntary challenge and grows and thrives as a consequence.
And so once you've embraced and decided that
This suffering, this sacrifice you're making, is an indicator of progress. It's an indicator of obsession. Suffering and sacrifice and hard work is an indication of progress towards our dreams.
Storms always end. Fierce winds don't blow all morning. A downpour of rain doesn't last all day. Who does this? Heaven and earth. You're already connected to everything you want or need. It will come to you at the exact perfect time, as the rivers and the streams come to the ocean at the perfect time and place.
The way to visualize properly is to visualize the bridge between where you are and where you need to go. What you do by visualizing the bridge is you train your nervous system and your mind to do the hard work.
Why go on? And you only go on if the game is worth the candle. Now, the universe has been going on for an incredible long time. And so, really, a satisfactory theory of the universe has to be one that's worth betting on.
Because fear is the most subtle and destructive of all human diseases. Ladies and gentlemen, fear kills dreams. Fear kills hope. Fear can age you. Fear, ladies and gentlemen, can hold you back from doing something that you know within yourself that you're capable of doing, but it will paralyze you. And it seemed like you're in a hypnotic spell.
What's it feel like when you wake up and it is pouring rain and you visualize yourself running anyway? That way, when you visualize the work, you are preparing your body for it, so you're not resistant to it when it comes.
If you configure your life so that what you are genuinely doing is aiming at the highest possible good, then the things that you need to survive and to thrive on a day-to-day basis will deliver themselves to you.
We play the games of getting on top of things all the time. And so we're in a constant state of competition as to, if it's not I'm stronger than you, it's I'm wiser than you, I'm more loving than you, I'm more tolerant than you, I'm more sophisticated than you. It doesn't matter what it is, but this constant competition is going on. In terms of that competition, we can, of course, lose place and in that sense make mistakes. But what a Zen student is a person who is not involved in the status game.
If you dare to do the most difficult thing that you can conceptualize, your life will work out better than it will if you do anything else. The probability is that if you manifest yourself properly in the world, that those things will come your way. Effective way of operating in the world than to conceptualize the highest good that you can and then strive to attain it.
You know who you are from the inside to the outside, and your behavior is a demonstration of what you believe to be true about you.
I ask you a question. What is the benefit? What's the benefit of allowing fear to hold you back? What's the benefit of giving up on yourself, of not stepping out on life and taking life on? What is the benefit for you? What's the plus in that? The same reason that people get stuck at a certain level in life, they can't see things being better for them, and they think that this is it and this is all they deserve. This is all they've ever seen. It's been passed on to them. And they think that this is it for them. Oh, no.
If you want something, what does it mean to want it? And what it means is to sacrifice whatever is necessary to get it.
Sometimes you need to feel the pain and sting of defeat to activate the real passion and purpose that God predestined inside of you. You would rather find purpose than a job or career. Purpose crosses disciplines. Purpose is an essential element of you. It is the reason you are on the planet at this particular time in history.
We've been told two lies in our life. The first lie is, you're nothing. You're not worth anything. You haven't got anything. That's the first lie. The second lie we've all been told is you can be anything. It's a lie. It's not true. The way we're wired defines what we can do with that wiring. And therefore the truth is, you can't be anything you want, but you can be everything you are.
Is to give up desiring as much as you can. Don't want to go beyond the point of which you're capable. Not only is it the middle way between the extremes of ascetic discipline and pleasure seeking, but it's also the middle way in a very subtle sense. Don't desire, give up more desire than you can. And if you find that a problem, don't desire to be successful in giving up more desire than you can.
So, if I had a gift to give you, it would be maybe make a different decision. And the decision is that no matter what happens in your life, you're going to live in a beautiful state. A beautiful state. And that could be happy, that could be grateful, that could be being generous. Those are all beautiful states, aren't they? It could be curious, it could be fun, it could be playful. You're not limited to one state, but it's different than suffering. And most people's suffering, and all suffering I've ever seen, suffering always comes because you're obsessed about something related to you. You can only be depressed if you're focusing on yourself.
The weeds are greed, negativity, manipulation, power, control. So every day I'm literally gardening my heart by pulling out every weed and plucking out every weed that I no longer want to plant in my house. Because guess what? Weeds end up looking like seeds. Often in our life, the weeds and the seeds look exactly the same when they start growing. And that's one of the biggest challenges. We're wired for generosity, but we're educated for greed. We're so deeply wired for generosity, but everything's trying to pull us away from that.
It's about you. It's about how you think you, what you should have done or shouldn't have done, or what someone did to you or didn't do to you in the past or the future, which don't even exist. So I have a simple goal. My goal is help people make a decision that says, I don't know what's going to happen. Not positive thinking, but just the truth. So if that's going to happen, I say, make a decision now that says, I'm going to live in a beautiful state and I'm going to find beauty in whatever life.
When you realize that every single day could be your last, or when you appreciate that no matter how long you live, life is a short ride, you just sort of let go of the fears and you let go of the limits and you live full on and you seize opportunities and you have real conversations with real people and you sort of wear your heart on your sleeve and you bring on the fullness of your authenticity and you do whatever it takes to get your loftiest dreams to get done.
The point is that there's some games you don't get to play unless you're all in. And the other thing that's so interesting about being alive is that you're all in. No matter what you do, you're all in. This is going to kill you. So I think you might as well play the most magnificent game you can while you're waiting. Because do you have anything better to do? Really? Why not pick the best thing possible that you could do? Why not do that? Maybe you could justify your wretched existence to yourself that way. I think you could. That's what it looks like. You know, people find such meaning in the responsibilities they adopt, it stops making them ask questions about what life is for.
Follow your passion first. First. And you gotta sit there and ask yourself, okay, what am I truly passionate about? What do I enjoy doing? And when you feel that way, honestly, you feel like you've never worked a day in your life. It's the most fun thing in the world. You get up in the morning excited about what you're doing. And you gotta be really honest with yourself about it. If you wake up in the morning and you're dreading going to work, do something else. And those are hard decisions to make. But when you make those decisions, it's a very liberating experience. And you find out that the rewards will come.
Change is inevitable. So here's what's gonna happen. No matter what's going on in your life, it's not permanent. Everything is going to change. So there's two things you can do with change. You can react to it or you can participate in it. It's gonna change anyway. So if you keep waiting around, you're gonna have to react to the change. And now you're behind. Your best laid plans has changed. So what you got to start doing is you got to start anticipating that it's going to change and just start living your life with the preparation for change. No matter what you're doing, you could be doing more. Remember that. It's 24 hours in a day. You got to use as many of those hours to prepare stability for yourself as you can.
And internally, if not this moment, when, right? That if we're not going to speak up now, are things going to be easier or better a year from now? We wait for things to calm down. We wait for it to be the right moment. But this is the right moment. That we look back a year in our life, 5 years ago, and we rarely say, I'm disappointed that I spoke up. I'm disappointed that I did my art. I'm disappointed that I connected to somebody. We don't. What we regret is not doing that. That responsibility is never given, it's taken. And then if you choose to take responsibility, all these doors open up. Because there is no right answer. What there are challenges we can sign up for and emotions we can experience. And so what I'm suggesting to you is do whatever it takes to be in the moment and to stay positive and to stay on your game and to optimize your craft and to spend time with your loved ones and to take care of your fitness and to learn something new every day and to enjoy the beauty of sunsets, the star-filled nights, and at the same time, as much as possible. Please. Do not lose perspective. Stay connected to your mortality. You are naked. You have nothing to lose.
Dreams is, they should be pure. And I think a lot of times we're born into this world, we actually wind up going backwards. And it seems like the more we mature, the more responsible our dreams become. One of the more governors we put on ourselves and our ability to dream and to reimagine. And it's always a fight for you guys to make sure that your dreams always stay pure. And so it's not a matter of pushing beyond the limitations and expectations. It's really a matter of protecting your dreams, protecting your imagination. That's the key. And when you do that, and the world just seems limitless.
Because you can't do this without commitment. You have to commit to it first. That's the act of faith, that you have to say, I'm going to act as if being is good. I'm going to act as if truth is the pathway to enlightenment. I'm going to act as if I should pursue the deepest meaning possible in my life. And there's reasons to do none of those. They're real reasons. So it's really a decision. But you can't find out what the consequence of a decision is unless you make the decision.
That's the nature of life. But God, in the sense of being the self,
the deep down basic whatever there is. And you're all that. Only you're pretending you're not.
Courage is the most important of all the virtues. Because without courage, you can't practice any other virtue consistently. You see, you can't be consistently kind or fair or humane or generous. Not without courage. Because if you don't have it, sooner or later you'll stop and say, the threat is too much. The difficulty is too high. The challenge is too great.
Every aspect of our life is the way it is. And then the degree to which we have a narrative or commentary about it being the way it is, but we want it to be different, that difference is the degree to which we suffer. When I'm truly in harmony with what is, then there is no resistance. And based on the fact that we've got this linear time game, I can still be committed to where I'm going or what I'd like to create, but it is the way it is right now.
And my hope is to trigger you to think about how could you turn your labor into your love? And when your vocation becomes your vacation, that's when life becomes truly magnificent. And I know you know this in your soul, is that we all know if you're going to be masterful at something, you don't show up, you know, as the best in the world at something. You don't show up in environments that you want to be in. You get there because you did things for thousands and thousands of hours. When you do something enough, with enough intensity, enough intention to constantly get better, when your labor is your love, and where your labor is something you have to always get better at, then usually what happens is you get these insights that allow you to serve more.
If you are haunted by reveries of the past, they continue to come up in your mind over and over, in your dreams over and over. You haven't extracted the world out from their past experiences. The potential is still trapped in the past. And to confront the potential means to confront the dragon of the past. And of course, that's terrifying, and it can seriously be terrifying. You're already okay. It's like, no, you're not. And the reason you're not is because you could be way more than you are. So what do you want to be? You want to be okay as you are? Or do you want to strive towards what's better?
The question is whether future takes over your mind, being able to use it for practical purposes is of course great. Clock time is fine, but psychological time is when future takes over your mind and your entire thought patterns are geared only towards future, and you treat the present moment as either just a means to an end because it enables you to get to the next one. You're always reaching out, so to speak, internally to the next, yet never quite here, always looking for some fulfillment there, so you can never embrace the fullness of now.
Love is a condition so powerful. It may be that which holds the stars in the firmament. Courage. You have to have courage to love somebody because you miss everything. Everything.
But to accept your pathway without resistance is where you're going to find freedom. The what happened is one of my quotes that say, what happened happened and couldn't have happened any other way because it didn't. And if you really get that, there's a lot of freedom to be found, because oftentimes we're judging our history as though that shouldn't have happened. They shouldn't have done that. Well, now you're stuck. What happened happened, couldn't have happened any other way because it didn't.
When you hit pay dirt like that, when you connect to the field, when you connect to the divine, whatever you want to call it, when your consciousness merges with a greater consciousness and that arousal creates ecstasy, bliss, oneness, whatever you want to call that, you realize that it never came from anything out there. It came from within you, and so you stop looking out there for it. Now the love affair begins, and you never want to miss a date because it's just too good.
More fundamental than the outer purpose is what most people usually overlook, and that is the realization that what matters most is finding your inner purpose. So, inner purpose is aligning your life fully with the present moment so that you are no longer out of alignment with the present moment, which leads to the state of dissatisfaction that we talked about, that is the reality for many people. So you have to go, first of all, beyond the state of dissatisfaction that is so many people's reality.
Right.
But you cannot go beyond the state of dissatisfaction through some future goal that says, one day I would like to be in a state of fulfillment or satisfaction. No, you have to enter the state of fulfillment and satisfaction by becoming one internally with the present moment.
You can't make yourself interested in something. Interest manifests itself and grips you. That's a whole different thing. And so what is it that's gripping you? How do you conceptualize that? Is that a divine power? Well, it's divine as far as you're concerned, because it grips you and you can't do anything about it. And so there's a calling in you towards what you're compelled by and what you're interested in. And sometimes that might be very dark and sometimes not, but you're compelled forward by your interest. And so what moves you away from your country and your father's house and the comforts of your childhood home is something that's beyond you, that you listen to and hearken to. That's exactly right.
But it takes this complexity of power
to evoke the world.
If you do not listen to that thing that beckons you forward, you will pay for it like you cannot possibly imagine. You'll have everything that's terrible about life in your life and nothing about it that's good. And worse, you'll know that it was your fault and that you squandered what you could have had.